The following is a radio show entitled The Real Paradise with His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on June 4th, 2011 in Mauritius.
Who will be speaking to you? I'll give a brief introduction as he has come for the second time to Mauritius. His Holiness Sankarshan Dasathikari Maharaj was initiated by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada on 12 August 1971. Srila Prabhupada personally encouraged His Holiness to become a spiritual master. His Holiness is a traveling Vanaprastha spiritual master. He is traveling regularly in the six continents of the world, lecturing on the science of Krishna consciousness. He has over 13,000 subscribers for the e-course on the science of self-realization on the website http://bhaktihome.com. He has initiated disciples all over the world. His wish is to make the whole world Krishna conscious before he leaves his body. This is why he is traveling throughout the world. He is always accompanied by his beloved wife Vishnu Priya Devidasi. As a spiritual master, he has a lot to share with you. Kindly listen to him attentively so that you can benefit. Today's topic will be, what is the meaning of paradise?
So, I'm very happy to be back here in your beautiful country. Today, when we arrived at the airport, before we entered the customs area, we saw a sign, "Welcome to Paradise." I was thinking, compared to so many other places I travel all over the world, this is certainly paradise. The clean air, the beautiful scenery, very, very wonderful climate, natural beauty everywhere. In this sense, it is a very paradisial place. But then I was considering, what is the ultimate meaning of paradise? The ultimate meaning of paradise is that place where there is no birth, there is no death, and there is no old age, and there is no disease. So where in this material world can we find such a place that nobody has to go through the pain of being born, no one has to get sick, no one has to get old, and no one has to die? Is there any place in this material world, whether it's Mauritius or Hawaii or Fiji or London or New York City, Is there any place in this world where the four miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease are conspicuous by their absence? Actually, it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita by Lord Sri Krishna in chapter 8, text number 16. He says, Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartinarjuna mamu pechata koncheya punarjanmana vidyate. He says, from the highest planet, O Arjuna, in this material world down to the lowest planet, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. So, if we want the actual paradise, that place where there is no birth, no death, no old age, and no disease, then we can follow the wonderful guidelines given by Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. And we can qualify ourselves to go to that place which is known as Krishna Loka, the abode of Lord Sri Krishna, because that is the actual paradise. The actual paradise is attainable by one who becomes a devotee of Krishna. Devotee of Krishna means one who always likes to think about Krishna, one who likes to hear about Krishna always, who likes to speak about Krishna always, who likes to pray to Krishna, who likes to bow down to Krishna. Actually, all the gods and goddesses we hear about in India, they are all devotees of Krishna. It is actually a fact. It's confirmed in the Rig Veda. Om tad Vishnu padamang padam sada pasyanti saryavo divya chaksharatatam. All the gods and goddesses, they look to the abode of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, or Krishna, as the topmost personality. So, if we want to actually experience true paradise, if we will absorb ourselves in loving service mood towards that Supreme Person, the source of all existence, then by His mercy, we will be allowed to enter into His eternal abode where all miseries are completely non-existent. Our attempt to find paradise in this world will always be frustrated by the miseries of material existence. But if we will take the advantage of the guidance of the great Mahajanas, the great liberated souls who are the residents of Krishna Loka, if we will take advantage of the advice of these great personalities, then we will become qualified ourselves to enter into that supreme abode, Krishna Loka, where there is real paradise, no birth, no death, no old age, and no disease. So, we are coming to share this wonderful paradise of Krishna Loka with everyone all over the world. And we can make any place in this world also into a paradise by simply making everyone Krishna conscious. Because wherever you may be, whether you be in New York City or you be in Port Louis, wherever you may be, if you can awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness from within your heart, then you are living in paradise. It doesn't matter where you may be living externally. It doesn't matter what your condition may be, old, young, healthy, sick, wealthy or poor. It doesn't matter what is your position in this material existence. If you have awakened your dormant Krishna consciousness, then you are living in paradise at every minute. Because you have revived your original spiritual consciousness, you have now reactivated your eternal spiritual body. This temporary body we have now, the material body, is only a covering of the spiritual body. So by becoming Krishna conscious, you revive your original spiritual body, which is completely beyond all the miseries of this material existence. So in this way, if one will take advantage of these great Mahajanas, if one will take advantage of that person who represents the great Mahajanas, the bona fide spiritual master, then one, by their grace, can actually live in that wonderful, wonderful paradise at every minute. If you want to come to a paradise like Mauritius from somewhere in the world, you have to pay an exorbitant air ticket price and so many hotel fees, etc., 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 to come. But if one wants to go to the ultimate paradise of Krishna Loka, there is no airfare you have to pay for, or hotel accommodations. It's absolutely free, except there's one price you do have to pay, and that price is called shraddha, or faith. You must put your faith in the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, as he reveals himself in the Bhagavad Gita. You must put your faith in those great devotees, the pure devotees of Krishna who represent him. In this way, if you can put your faith in Krishna and in the bona fide spiritual master, then you will get the realization, perfect realization, that will enable you to live in paradise at every minute. This is confirmed in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya deve para bhaktir, tata deve tata guru, tasyaite katitahyarta prakrashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Krishna and in the words of the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. So if you would like to have that perfect understanding of how to enter into the supreme paradise of Krishna Loka, how to actually bring or reactivate that Krishna Loka within your own heart, and live in your eternal identity even while you're here in this material existence engaged in ordinary activities. If you would like to do that, then you must have very strong faith in the spiritual master and faith in the words of Lord Sri Krishna. That faith will empower you to cross over all the obstacles of this material existence. This material existence is a very dangerous place. There are so many impediments here which divert us from the path of self-realization. So many sense objects are there to lure us into unrestricted sense enjoyment. This unrestricted sense enjoyment, especially in the form of illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, is the greatest enemy of the self. Because these four pillars of sinful life divert one's consciousness from his actual identity as the eternal spiritual being. So if we can give up these activities and we can regularly chant the holy names of the Supreme Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, these are any name according to your scriptures. You see, God is one. It's not that he's limited to one particular name. He has thousands and millions of names, and each and every one of these names can bestow the highest benefit upon the sincere chanter of that name. We prefer to chant the Hare Krishna chant because this particular chant is the most recommended chant given in the Vedas, especially in the Kali Santarana Upanishad. It is enjoined that of all the different mantras, this Hare Krishna mantra is the most powerful and effective mantra for self-realization in this age. So we are very much appreciative that we've been given this opportunity today to appear on the radio here in your wonderful country. We're going to be here for a whole week, and we hope that you'll be able to come and hear our lectures. I hope I can meet you personally. If you've heard my radio show and you come to one of my lectures, then I'll be very happy to meet you. Kindly introduce it. You heard me on the radio. I would like to meet you personally. I'll be giving lectures at various Hare Krishna temples here in Mauritius during the week in different homes. So do we have any list of the programs that we can read to the people? We can tell them?
Yeah. Okay, tomorrow will be in the morning at the Temple of Phoenix. And then on Tuesday afternoon at 7 p.m. at the Temple of Triuli. And then tomorrow also at the afternoon 3:30 at Rosebell. And if you have any other query, you can contact us at the ISKCON Temple of Phoenix. You also can contact His Holiness Shankar Chandas Adhikari through email sda@backtohome.com. You can also register for the e-course where too he answers all the queries on the website http://backtohome.com. Dear devotees, thank you very much for listening to the program today. I hope that you had enjoyed and you will benefit from what His Holiness Shankar Chandas Adhikari has been explaining to you. Thank you very much.